This is the Adventist World Radio, and you are listening to The Voice of Hope. For more information, please feel free to write to us. Our email address is bible@awr.org, or you could also call us on WhatsApp at +1 224 222 0777.
From the studios of Adventist World Radio in Pune.
From Adventist World Radio in Pune,
a warm welcome to you as you join us.
This is our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring inspirational music,
health talk on principles of life that are basic.
With more enjoyable music, you'll also hear God's Word to enrich you spiritually. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, and you're listening to Adventist World Radio, The Voice of Hope.
Let's begin our program with a song.
Disappointment, when dry winds blow my life, in times of discontentment, tears flow from my eyes, in times of loneliness, and in times of distress, is always there. He hears my prayers and comforts when I cry.
He's always there. He sees and knows my heart. He moves the clouds to darken my path. When I am weak, He lives and strengthens me. He lights the way so clear that I can see. He's always there.
Always there. He always cares. Whenever
are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope from Pune, India. Dear friend, life's rich treasures such as health, happiness, and peace of mind are portrayed in our health talk in a new way.
Today's society has many problems. How can we cope up with them? How can we enjoy health and happiness each day in the face of these influences that bombard us continually?
It's time to hear a health talk. Stay with us.
Dear friends, today our health talk is about how to deal with grief. The pain of losing of a loved one can shatter one's life. The emotional turmoil that one goes through at the stage can be robbed one of sanity. It is important to know how to deal with grief so that one can prevent his or her life from falling apart. Debopriya Bose says, "Of the wide spectrum of human emotions, grief is probably the most profound one. It's very difficult to come to terms with the loss or death of a loved one, and it may take days and even years to overcome the shock. One goes through a gamut of feeling which starts with denial. This can't be happening to me. This is followed by guilt, anger, and depression. Every individual goes through the 7 steps of grief till he/she finally accepts the loss. The journey can be emotionally stressful, during which one is vulnerable to suffer from ailments and even fall prey to addiction like alcoholism and drug abuse. Hence, it is very important to know how to deal with grief. Ways to deal with grief. Accept the truth. You can't get your loved one back by denying the truth. Accept the loss. Talk to friends and family, a loved one who would understand what you are going through, or someone who has suffered the same loss. You would be amazed at how light and relieved you feel after having poured out your heart to someone. Write a journal and then destroy it. If you fear that someone might read it, it's all about letting those feelings out. Keeping one's emotions locked away will only accentuate and prolong the pain. Feel the pain. This might feel ridiculous at the stage when the pain of losing a loved one feels like a sharp stab in the chest. But believe me, feeling the pain will work in shortening the grieving period. The more you keep shoving away the pain, the more it will torment you. Deal with it and it will end. Otherwise, it will keep resurfacing throughout one's life and interfere in relationship with others. Adjust to the new life. Learn to live in the environment in which the loud is no longer there. Visit the places that both of you used to go to. Spend time at home without the loud one around. Celebrate anniversaries. Face every aspect of life of which he/she was an integral part. The first time you do this, it will be immensely painful, but with time it will become easier to deal with the grief and loss. Join a support group. When it comes to sharing one's pain, there is no one better to share pain with than one who has already been in the same situation. People often find it easier to relate to those who have suffered similar losses, as they seem to understand their loss better. These people seem to have the right words and give the best advice on how to overcome grief and loss. Turn to your faith. Those who are religious would often find peace in spiritual activities like prayer, meditation, and visit to the church. Talk to a clergyman or any other person in your religious community. Religion can provide great strength. Embrace the comfort that the morning rituals your religion provides. Take care of yourself. The process of grieving is an immensely stressful one. It is important to take care of oneself. Eat well and exercise regularly. Meditation also gives the strength to overcome grief. Approach a counselor. In case the grief becomes too much to bear, call a mental health professional. These trained professionals have experience in grief counseling. They can help one to handle the emotional turmoil and overcome difficulties that hinder the healing process. There is nothing wrong in being able to deal with the pain of losing a loved one. You cannot do any good to the one who is gone by grieving. However, by knowing how to deal with grief, you would be doing a big favor to those who are still around and loved and care for you.
Thank you for a nice health talk. We are sure it was hope for the despondent, cheer for the sick, and rest for the weary. Keep listening to AWR. It will open the door to a new experience in your life.
We would love to hear from you. You may contact us with your questions or prayer requests by calling 000-800-040-1704. Again, the number to call is 000-800-040-1704.
Time to hear God's word.
Dear listener, it is important to make friendship with Christ. Why, dear listener? Well, he who has genuine faith in Christ will have the knowledge of Christ. He will have a growing sense of the power and preciousness of redeeming love and grace, because Christ has been brought into his daily life. He believes in Christ as his Savior and hopes in the mercy of God, although he knows that he is a sinner and deserves the wrath of God. Yet he looks to Calvary and sees the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He knows that Christ has died for him, and that in Christ it is possible to keep the commandments of God. Dear listener, he has the witness in his own soul of the virtue and the love of Jesus, which his faith grasps and appropriates to himself. My dear listener, his faith is not of that fraudulent character which refuses to lift the cross and follow Christ by yielding obedience to all the precepts of Jehovah. It is not of that presumptuous nature that lays claim to the promises of God without complying with the conditions upon which they are to be granted. His is a faith that understands what the Savior meant when he said, "Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John chapter 6, verses 53 and 54. Dear listener, true faith takes the word of God and views it into the life and character. Faith lives by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Christ explained to his disciples the meaning of eating his flesh and drinking his blood. He said, "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." John chapter 6, verse 63. Faith is that mysterious and mighty principle that attracts the soul of man to God. As the sapless branches is united to the living vine, so we must be connected with Christ. There are two kinds of connections between the branches and the vine stalk. One, dear listener, is visible but superficial. The other is invisible and vital. So there is an apparent union, a membership with the true church and a profession of religion, which though in itself good, is too often accompanied by saving faith in Jesus or living obedience to the commandments of God. The branches that are connected with Christ, the living vine, will make it manifest by bearing much fruit in good works to the glory of God. But the branches which have nothing but an apparent union will be fruitless, as the branch cannot possibly bring forth fruit without a vital connection with the parent stock. So the Christian can be fruitful in good works only as union with Christ is made and preserved. The ruin of those who are not connected with Christ is as complete as though they had no name to live, for they are dead. Christ compares them to lifeless branches that are gathered and burnt in the fire. My dear listener, John chapter 15 verse 2 says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and it may bring forth more fruit." There can be no actual connection with Christ if the person who claims it has no practical knowledge of sufficiency of the grace of God that is potent to elevate, to ennoble, refine, and fit the Christian for the courts of heaven. Those who know Christ will make manifest the desirableness of his love and peace. Every genuine believer will taste and see that the Lord is good, and will show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into marvelous light of the children of God. The true believer not only has faith, but he has also a knowledge of the efficiency of the blood of Christ to cleanse from the defilement of sin. Christ crucified is the subject of his thought and meditation. The word of God to him is not a cunningly devised fable. Christ crucified, though unto the Jews a stumbling block and unto Greeks foolishness, is to him the power and wisdom of God. When assailed by skeptics, his living experience in the things of God will furnish him with arguments that cannot be gainsaid, and will enable him to resist every dart of the wicked one, so that even the uneducated believer may have simple and genuine proofs of his position that cannot be overborne by the doubts and cavils of infidels. He can relate that which he has himself experienced. He can say, "I know whom I have believed." 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Dear listener, those who connect with the school of Christ will be careful to obey the words of the Lord. Their faith will be founded upon knowledge, for they will be diligent students of the scriptures, like the humble fishermen who united with the Savior to learn of him. Those who love Christ today will only listen to his words, but also practice his precepts and follow his footsteps. My dear listener, the greatest teacher the world has ever known has opened their understanding and has given them knowledge and judgment that they may approve things that are excellent. The most educated as well as the most ignorant may become partakers of the knowledge of Christ's salvation. The great apostle himself learnt in the school of Christ and strengthened his faith by his experience in following Jesus and by acquiring knowledge of the Bible history. He convinced men that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, and Christ shed his glory upon the apostles, and he could speak from what he had seen and known. Dear listener, it is the very knowledge that we gain daily in our conflicts with Satan that will be valuable to us in the future. It is the experience that we acquire in things that Jesus is doing for us, in the guarding of our souls and bodies from the cruel power of our enemy, that will increase our hope and add to our power to fight our way through. In Paul's experience of suffering for his Lord, he realized the consolation and support of his Redeemer. His trial did not dishearten him, for the rich grace of God nerved him for the conflict, and with fortitude and courage he glorified in tribulation. What are we doing with the light God has given to us, dear listener? In the temporal matters, many give thought and attention and close application of mind. In order to make a business success, should we not give our very best talent to the service of God? Should we not seek to gain a greater knowledge and more intelligent manner of doing the work of the Lord? Are we content to exalt the temporal above the eternal interests? My dear friend, as the apostle prayed for the Philippian brethren, so pray for yourself and for each other, that your love may abound yet more and more knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being fulfilled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. Dear listener, we should not be satisfied with our present spiritual attainments. If the Lord should open before us our condition as it really is, and we should see the danger there is of losing our souls, even those who now profess to be Christians would fall upon their knees and pray earnestly, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." The astonishing and indifference and carelessness which may now feel that they are separated in their thoughts from God and really ignorant of their own peril. If the truth does not have a sanctifying influence upon your life and truth and character, you will be like the foolish virgins whose lamps were gone out at the very time when the bridegroom came to go into the marriage. A theory of the truth is not enough. There is a high standard for us to reach. Our conflict is a continual conflict with the powers of darkness. We must put on the whole armor of God, fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold on the eternal life. But how few are willing to urge their way heavenward against every opposing force of evil in the world. Dear listener, the apostle prayed that love might abound more and more. There must be a living faith before there can be a living experience. There are many who have a certain formal knowledge of Christ and an indefinite faith that does not have an active influence upon the life and character. This faith is not a saving faith. Our love for Jesus must commence here. If we expect to love him through the ages of eternity, all who love Christ will talk of him. How shall the world know the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of your Lord and Savior unless you make it the theme of your thoughts and conversation? If our hearts are rejoicing in the hope of beholding our coming Savior, shall we not speak of it to others? Out of the abundance of heart and mouth speaketh Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Dear listener, we shall have the Spirit of Christ if we are in union with him, and with the same untiring love and patience, we shall seek that which is lost. One soul is worth the world. it is the purchase of the blood of Christ, and those who really love Christ will feel the value of the souls for whom He shed His precious blood. In conclusion, dear listener, let me say, the glory of the eternal world is just before us. Are you forwarding your treasure from this perishing earth to the land of safety? What care is taken to secure proper titles to your worldly position? Has your thought been exercised in regard to securing a title to the heavenly positions? Your worldly estates will soon pass away. Notwithstanding all your anxiety and toil, you must leave them all sometime. You may die before the coming of Jesus, or you may live till His appearing. However it is, the thoughts and ambitions of earth must be relinquished. But if your treasure is laid up on high, your riches will be incorruptible, undefiled, and will never pass away. Dear listener, make friendship with Christ today. Put your case in the hands of the great advocate. He will plead your cause before the Father. Though you have transgressed the law and must plead guilty before God, Christ will present His precious blood in your behalf, and through faith and obedience and a vital union with Christ, you may stand acquitted before the judge of all the earth, and He will be your friend when the final triumph shall sound and the sins of the earth shall be no more. Dear listener, may God bless you and strengthen you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, and may you be blessed with His love. Let's pray, dear listener. Our gracious and loving Father, we praise for all good things in life Thou has provided us with. There are many who don't know You and Your love for them. We want to share Jesus with many of them around us. We want You to be our friend, our Savior. Today we submit our lives in Your hands. Be our guide, our help, and our strength in weakness. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
With this, we have almost come to the end of our program.
We would love to hear from you. You may contact us with your questions or prayer requests by calling 000-800-040-1704. Again, the number to call is 000-800-040-1704.
You can also write to us on Adventist Media Center at gmail.com.
You may also follow all our programs on our website, that is awr.org/English program. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, signing off from Adventist World Radio.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Until then, we wish you good health and a happy home.
Goodbye and God bless you.
This is the Adventist World Radio, and you are listening to The Voice of Hope. For more information, please feel free to write to us. Our email address is bible@awr.org, or you could also call us on WhatsApp at +1 224 222 0777.